Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, January 28th, 2015. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the negotiations between the United States and Iran concerning Iran's pursuit of nuclear power. Some people think of nuclear weapons, as well as the upcoming vote in the United States Senate to impose additional sanctions on Iran. There are other nations involved, of course, including the United Kingdom, China, France, Russia, and Germany. These other five nations will join the negotiations with the United States and Iran following the bilateral talks between the United States and Iran conducted in Zurich, Switzerland. The Senate Banking Committee is set to review the Nuclear Free Iran Act starting January 29th, tomorrow. Their decision will involve whether to impose additional sanctions on Iran or continue as is. Iran has made it clear, and all sides are very aware, that additional sanctions would end the negotiations and end efforts at normalization. This result, I presume, would leave only the military option for dealing with Iran. The elephant in the room, the negotiating room, is, of course, Israel. Israel recently launched an air attack against Lebanon, killing a number of senior Hezbollah personnel, along with members of the Iranian army, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. Hezbollah, in case you don't know, is the terrorist organization. Many people would describe them that way. Anyway, that runs Lebanon as a proxy for Iran. The Israeli position in this is that the attack was a response by the Iranian-backed terrorist organization Hezbollah, along with Iran itself, to violate what is a very fragile peace along the Israeli-Lebanon border in the Golan region. Israel believes the forces it attacked were engaged in placing missiles along the border or making preparations for ground forces there. Iran and Hezbollah have for a long time at least threatened to develop the Golan as a staging ground against Israel. Hezbollah has, of course, retaliated and killed several Israeli soldiers. Such is the never-ending nature of war. The United States Senate and even the House of Representatives are divided on the Iranian negotiations. Speaker of the House John Boehner has invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress on March 3rd. He will speak from the same stage President Obama just a few days ago gave the State of the Union message from, a foreign leader. President Obama is outraged by this, said he will not meet with Mr. Netanyahu while he is in Washington. Even the president's own party is not completely with him on this. It seems everybody is divided. Democrat Senator Robert Menendez is leading a faction in Congress that says it will follow Prime Minister Netanyahu's lead when it comes to dealing with Iran. The tail wagging the dog, perhaps? Maybe so. President Obama has said he will veto any bill that imposes additional sanctions on Iran. Mr. Netanyahu is obviously coming at the Speaker's invitation to lobby in favor of the bill. Could the Prime Minister's words, along with the Israeli lobby, muster the 67 votes needed in the U.S. Senate to override President Obama's veto? Time will tell, folks. In the United States, Israel, and Iran, there are powerful forces marshaled on both sides of this issue. In Israel, leaks have slipped out to the press that indicate a split exists. Even within Mossad, the Israeli intelligence agency, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry took advantage of this supposed split when he said, quote, one of the top intelligence personnel in Israel warned that the sanctions would be like throwing a grenade into the negotiations, end quote. Mr. Netanyahu certainly knows, as does his supporters in the U.S. Senate, that additional sanctions are a direct violation of the current negotiating terms of agreement. They know also that it would push Iran away, make normalization impossible, and leave only the military option. There are other forces who would like to see the negotiations fail. Russia would very much like to see the United States in another Mideast war, bogged down there, and thus distracted from American efforts against Russia. The Russian defense minister recently visited Iran. The two have apparently reconciled some of their differences. Iran will drop its $4 billion breach of contract suit against Russia over Russia's failure to deliver promised, contracted for S-300 advanced surface-to-air missiles. And Russia will aid Iran in upgrading its anti-aircraft defense system, thus making the military option much more difficult and much more costly. Finally, folks, let's pray for the U.S. Congress that this body will stand on its own feet and chart its own course in the future. Pray for peace in Jerusalem, in Tehran, in Washington. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.